Dropping off and snoozing, talking about sleep, part 2. I recently published an article on the word sleep and its related collocations and idioms. Continuing the theme, this week's post looks at the range of alternatives to the word sleep and the phrase fall asleep. As you might expect, it includes a good number of phrasal verbs. A very common word for a short sleep is nap. It's both a noun and a verb, and it's generally used for sleeping in the day. You have or take a nap, for example. My 2-year-old usually takes a nap after lunch. I find if I nap during the day, I don't sleep so well at night. We use the verb doze to mean sleep lightly for a short while. In UK English, we also use this as a noun. For example, I wasn't properly asleep, I was just dozing. He drifted into a fitful doze. The slightly informal word snooze, noun and verb, is generally used for short daytime sleeping, though usually on a couch or in a hammock, etc., rather than in a bed. For example, he's having a snooze on the sofa. The dog was snoozing in the sun. The noun catnap emphasizes that a sleep is short, usually during the day. Catnap is also a verb. A power nap is similar, but is specifically intended to give you energy, often for work. For example, he needs catnaps to get through the day. I can catnap pretty much anywhere. She often has a power nap between important meetings. A rather literary word, both noun and verb, for sleep is slumber. For example, she sank into a fitful slumber. We slumbered under the stars. Meanwhile, if you crash at someone else's home, you sleep there for the night, especially when this is not planned. For example, if it's late, he sometimes crashes on a friend's sofa. Let's look now at the range of phrasal verbs for start to sleep. You can say that you drop off or drop off to sleep, meaning that you fall asleep. For example, I must have dropped off because I don't remember anything after this point. To doze off is to start to sleep, especially during the day, and to drift off is to gradually start to sleep. For example, he dozed off halfway through the show. It was around 2 o'clock when she finally drifted off to sleep. If you nod off, you start to sleep, often when you don't intend to. For example, I was so tired in the meeting I was worried I was going to nod off. Finally, someone who crashes out starts to sleep very quickly because they are so tired. For example, he came home and crashed out without eating anything. If you've enjoyed part 2 of my sleep post, you might want to look out for part 3, which will include words and phrases related to not sleeping.